Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 140 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, very exciting, we're going to be talking about the brand new Mustang Mach-E electric SUV from Ford. Now, this is astronomically huge news and a big deal for Ford for a couple of variants and different reasons. One, this is their first ever all-electric SUV that happens to be a Mustang. Now, there's a little bit of a debate going on with a bunch of people out there considering if the Mustang Mach-E SUV is even considered a Mustang or not. I think personally for me at this point, it just depends on your outlook of the brand and the term Mustang itself. But that's what Ford is classifying it as. It is a Mustang-inspired SUV, which they're saying is part of the Mustang family. And again, it's called the Mustang Mach-E. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a longer episode because there's a lot of details going on with this SUV. So let's just go ahead and take a look at it. So the cool thing about the Mustang Mach-E SUV is there's actually five different variants of this vehicle available. Now, I don't mean as in there's one Mustang Mach-E and there's just different types of trim packages you can get. Like, there's legitimately five different types of Mustang Mach-Es you can purchase, and we're going to go over every single one of them. So the very first one we're going to go over is called the Select Mustang Mach-E, and this is going to be the base model. It starts at $43,895 to start. And the Select will come with 255 horsepower and will achieve a 0 to 60 time of 7 seconds via the rear-wheel drive version, if that's the one you prefer. Or you can get the all-wheel drive version, in which your 0 to 60 is 6 seconds flat. The rear-wheel drive version will have a total range of 230 miles, while the all-wheel drive version is slightly less, sitting at 210 miles. Both drive variants will be equipped with a 75.7 kilowatt battery pack that was actually developed by Ford. So that's the Select version. Not bad for a pretty amazing looking SUV. Again, the Select version is not necessarily built for performance. It's got a little bit of range to it, and it's the entry model to Ford's Mustang Mach-E SUV. The second variant of the Mustang Mach-E is called the Premium. The Premium version of the Mustang Mach-E starts at $50,600 compared to the Select, which is at $43,895. And it has an option for a bigger battery pack available, which is going to be 98.8 kilowatts battery pack compared to the Select standard 75.7. Though, if you do choose, you can get the Premium with a smaller battery pack if you decide to do so. Now, both battery packs are available in rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive, but if you are going with the more expensive, the Premium, it kind of makes sense just to get the bigger battery pack at 98.8 kilowatts. Now, because you have a bigger battery pack, you do have more performance as well. It will have a total of 333 horsepower for the Premium Mach-E Mustang, and 0 to 60 time is achieved in the mid 5 seconds for all-wheel drive and the low 6 seconds for rear-wheel drive. Now, with the 98.8 kilowatt battery pack, there's technically four choices of variants you can get for mileage with the Premium, because again, you can get the original 75.7. If you do get that for the Premium, you still have 210 mile range for all-wheel drive and 230 for rear-wheel drive for the 75.7 kilowatt battery pack for the Premium. But, which is what I would do, if you do opt for the 98.8 kilowatt battery pack, you have 270 mile range for all-wheel drive and 300 mile range on a single charge for rear wheel drive. So that's not bad at all. And all of these things, again, we're only at the second one, the Premium. The third Mustang Mach-E you can get is called, it's kind of cool, it's called the California Route 1 version. And basically, this one is literally meant for long drives, because in California, there's Route 1 if you happen to live in California, and it drives all along the coast. It's about 400 miles long. So that's why they've called it the California Route 1 Mustang Mach-E, because it's built for range. Now, it's going to be equipped with an extended battery pack, I believe, of the 98.8 kilowatt version. And the California Route 1 is going to start at $52,400 compared to the Premium, which is $50,600, which compared to the Select, $43,895. Now, the California Route 1 will give you a total of 282 horsepower, but will have a range of 300 miles per single charge, which is going to be perfect for driving along the California coast. The fourth variant of the Mustang Mach-E, which is definitely going to be my favorite, is the Mustang Mach-E GT. So if you're a performance lover out there and you love the idea of a performance SUV, highly consider the Mustang Mach-E GT. This is going to be one of the most expensive ones, starting at $60,500, the most expensive of the bunch, actually. And it's going to utilize bigger electric motors to pump out a total of 459 horsepower. Your 0 to 60 is earned in just under 4 seconds, while you also do happen to receive an additional GT performance trim, because this is more of a performance-based SUV. And with that, you can get your 0 to 60 time in just over 3 seconds. So you can shed over a second off if you get the additional GT performance trim for the Mustang Mach-E GT. Your total range is 250 miles per charge. And again, it's because it's utilizing a bigger battery pack and bigger electric motors as well. With the Mustang Mach-E GT, you are going to be getting exclusive GT badging and a different metallic front grille, which is pretty cool. The last variant of the Mustang Mach-E, the fifth one, is called the First Edition, which actually is not the most expensive, but it's the most exclusive one. And this one starts at $59,990. And basically, it's going to be using the extended range battery pack, with all-wheel drive. You're going to have 333 horsepower. With 270 miles of range. And you're going to get red brake calipers, special aluminum pedals, and First Edition badging on the car. Which also, Ford is saying, with this one, it's going to be featured in a special bright blue paint that's only going to be on the First Edition and not on the other models that are available. Which, looking at the picture right now, it kind of reminds me of Grabber Blue. The Grabber Blue color for the Mustang, that's what it reminds me of. But, ladies and gentlemen, those are the five different models, starting from the entry-level Select at $43,895, moving up to the Premium, which is starting at $50,600. We're going in order by price. Then third being the California Route 1 Mustang Mach-E, starting at $52,400. Then the First Edition, starting at $59,990. And the most expensive, the performance-based one, the Mustang Mach-E GT, starting at $60,500. Now that we know all the models, let's go ahead and take a brief look at the exterior. You can definitely tell it's Mustang inspired. I mean, if you take a Mustang and you take a Mustang Mach-E, you can immediately tell the differences. You know, the famous tri-bar headlights and taillights that are on every single Mustang practically. If you look at the hoods on both cars and the rear bumpers of both cars, you can see there's similar styling as well. And Mustang drivers can now opt, one of my favorite things, for a Mustang-inspired SUV instead of going elsewhere. I'm a huge Mustang person myself. I'm actually wearing a Ford GT shirt, if you're watching on YouTube, and I have my Ford GT watch band on here. Pretty cool. And I'm a huge Mustang lover, and I also have a Mercedes-Benz SUV, but looking at this one now, is it would be pretty cool to opt for a Mustang-inspired SUV as well. So for everybody out there that has a Mustang and wants, you know, a performance-based SUV that kind of sticks with Ford and the Mustang look, you can do that as well. Now, the interior is, there's plentiful headroom and legroom with a total of 29 cubic feet of storage in the back, 4.8 cubic feet of storage in the front, viable a front trunk, a frunk, literally, because it's all battery packs and electric motors that are going to reside underneath the car itself. Interior illuminated buttons on the B pillar and the C pillar are replacing door handles. So there's no door handles you pull on the inside to open the doors. You actually have illuminated buttons, which is pretty clever, actually. You have beautifully designed seats, which have a very interesting pattern on them. You're going to have a Mustang steering wheel, a 10.2-inch digital gauge cluster, and a 15.5-inch touchscreen infotainment system and your display. Now, a lot of people are saying it's kind of a copy and paste from Tesla. I wouldn't say it's exactly copy and paste from Tesla, but there's no doubt it is Tesla inspired. I mean, Tesla did kind of pioneer that whole giant screen inside of a car, but I mean, just take it as a compliment. If other manufacturers love your design, why would you not use it as well? I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. Moving on to the technology. Wireless Apple CarPlay and wireless Android Auto via Ford's fourth generation Sync system is going to be available. I'm an Android person myself. I use Android Auto every single day, but mine is not wireless. Mine's plug-in. So the only thing I would worry about that, it being wireless, is how's the connectivity of it? I don't know if it would glitch out or something like that. If someone knows more about Android Auto than I and has more information on it being wireless connectivity, drop a comment. Let me know. The 15-inch display is where you're going to find all your climate controls, Bluetooth settings, radio settings, media controls, and navigation as well. The Mustang Mach-E is going to come with both USB-A and C ports available. USB-Cs are pretty much where every manufacturer is going. It allows for faster charging. Now, there also is a single wireless charging pad, which I've used this in other vehicles as well. It's pretty cool. You literally just lay your phone on there and your phone will start charging as long as your phone is compatible. That's a big thing. Now, also in the Mustang Mach-E is going to be Ford's newest version of their driver's assistance system called Co-Pilot 360. Now, Ford is saying how in time they do want to allow for total hands-free driving for Co-Pilot 360, but of course, that's in the works and is still being developed, but you do have a pretty good driver's assistance system in the Mustang Mach-E. Again, it's called Co-Pilot 360. The 10.2-inch gauge cluster in front of the driving steering wheel is mainly where you're going to see all driver information such as mileage and range and performance data and time, etc., so forth. Typical driving things you would see in any other gauge cluster. But one of the cool things about that 10.2-inch gauge cluster is how you can actually change it via the driving mode you're in. There's three driving modes available in the Mustang Mach-E. First driving mode is called Whisper. Pretty cool name, actually. I like the word choice. And that's going to be very calm and minimalist. So there's not going to be too much information on the screen itself. The second driving mode, Engage, is going to offer the driver the most data available. G-forces, speed, range, etc. Now, one of the last ones that's going to be available is called, getting to it right now. Lost my spot. Unbridled. There it is. Unbridled is the last one, which actually changes the screen's graphics by adding copper colored graphics around the speedometer that actually shift and move to change the same direction as the Mustang E pulls G-forces. So these copper colored rings, if you will, as you punch it forward, the G-forces are going to pull you back. Those rings will actually look as if they're being pulled back on the driver's screen. It's pretty interesting, rather. The purpose. Getting to the last thing. It's been a longer episode. What is the purpose of this car? Ford is doing everything they possibly can to enter their transition to their $11 billion push into the electric and hybrid movement. So this is their most serious contender thus far to transition their $11 billion push into customer demand, which also goes along with kind of Tesla and Elon Musk's goal, which is to create a sustainable future through efficient and powerful energy. Now, it's pretty much where every single company is going right now. Even the super high-end manufacturers, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Koenigsegg is even doing it. Pagani is getting into the game. Everyone is making this transition into electric vehicles. So this is Ford's first official real big push into that market. So it's a big vehicle for them. Very big vehicle. Also pretty cool, a $7,500 tax credit is available, again, if you live in the United States, for Mustang Mach-E customers. Whew, ladies and gentlemen, that was a long, at least for this podcast anyway, that's a little bit of a longer episode. It was actually just looking at my notes here very briefly. The reason it took me a second to get to that last driving mode, I didn't have it memorized because my screen actually went out because we're recording. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 140. talking about the Mustang Mach-E SUV from Ford. Huge vehicle with a big purpose. I have no doubt it's going to be successful. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're actually watching on YouTube right now. And once you get there, just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise out there. You're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your manufacturer, www.tl.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune in for episode number 141. We're going to be having our follow-up episode about the Ford versus Ferrari movie. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.